This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, the Commonwealth of Virginia sees red as Republicans sweep all three top positions and make history. That story after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In a historic election being hailed as a bellwether for the future, Virginia elected Republicans to all top positions in yesterday's historic election. Glenn Youngkin defeated former Governor Terry McAuliffe to win a four-year term as governor. The first female woman of color, Winsome Sears, made history as our new Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. And rounding out the top position, Cuban-American Jason Meares beat incumbent Mark Herring for Attorney General. Many factors contributed to the upset, including a firm repudiation of the failed policies of President Joe Biden. Education played a key role, particularly in Loudoun County, where concerned parents, teachers, and students pushed back against the implementation of critical race theory, extended school closures, and the cover-up of sexual assault on school property. McAuliffe's loss in a state that President Joe Biden won by double digits last year showed the enormous challenge that Democrats are facing next year as they attempt to maintain control of the U.S. House and Senate. McAuliffe, who served as governor from 2014 to 2018 in a state that does not allow successive terms, had struggled to find a message that would galvanize Democrats at a time when Biden's approval ratings have sagged and the party has been unable to deliver a clear message amid bickering over the president's agenda in Congress. Youngkin is pro-life, pro-parent, and pro-freedom. Around 1 a.m. this morning, Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin shared, "Together, we will change the trajectory of this Commonwealth. For too long, we've been expected to shelve our dreams and shelve our hopes and settle for low expectations. All of that has changed tonight. This stopped being a campaign long ago. This is a spirit of Virginia coming together like never before." Pray for our leaders at the local, state, and national level that they will operate in wisdom and integrity and lead according to biblical principles. I'm Angela Donatio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast. You'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that will inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.